future. It's Mike Wynn with another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. I've got some great records in a neat or neatish stack in front of me. And here's the first one, Fever.
Put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Of the daytime, moonlights of the night, honey, I light up when you call my name, 'cause you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever with your kisses, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something we all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. And Juliet, she felt the same. Oh, when he put his arms around her, he said, oh, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever. Oh, with thine kisses, fever with thine flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for souls. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. Oh, when her daddy tried to kill him, she said, oh, daddy, daddy, don't you dare. He gives me fever. Oh, with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you'll listen to my story. Oh, here's the point that I have made. Man, I want to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever if you kiss them, fever if you live and learn, fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way. To
indeed, nothing can ever match the Peggy Lee version. A truly perfect arrangement and sung beautifully, but full marks to Sophie Millman for a very different Fever on her 2007 album Make Someone Happy, recorded in Toronto, which is where the Russian-born Millman lives nowadays. She graduated from the University of Toronto with a degree in commerce. This album was voted Best Vocal Jazz Album in the 2008 Juno Awards. Cameron Wallace was on tenor, Paul Schropel piano, Bob Pilch guitar, Kieran Overs bass, and John Fraboni on drums. And next, we're live at Birdland.
Thank you.
That was recorded in April 1960 at the Birdland Club in New York City. Rather oddly, Maynard Ferguson, the very well-known trumpeter, was the MC for the gig. That was a broody arrangement of the traditional song Deep River. It's the Toshiko Mariano Quartet. Toshiko Akiyoshi Mariano on piano, her husband Charlie Mariano on alto, Gene Chirico on bass and Eddie Marshall drums. This quartet's lineup lasted for 2 years, 60 to 62, sadly about as long as the Marianos' marriage. They had met at the Berklee School of Music when Toshiko was a student, Charlie a teacher, and by the way, Chirico was also a student at Berklee. It's time for Basie. Cute, the name of the song. That's from an LP called Basie Plays Hefty, the full Count Basie Orchestra in April 58, with Neil Hefty doing the arrangements and conducting the band, and of course, writing the songs. And we all remember the famous Basie Hefty sensational album, The Atomic Mr. Basie. All Basie bands were first class, and 58 was certainly no exception. Just listen to this trumpet section. Snooky Young, Thad Jones, Joe Newman, Wendell Curley. I must tell you the trombones too. Henry Coker, Al Gray, Benny Powell. Stunners right the way through the band. And yes, Freddie Green was on guitar. Next, two sisters. Two French sisters. Thank you. Katie and Marielle Labeck, two French sisters from Bayonne near the French-Spanish border, and after they graduated from the Conservatoire de Paris, they played four-handed or two-piano versions of the classics. But over the years, they've expanded their musical tastes to include, well, most things: baroque, pop, ragtime, flamenco, and jazz. This album is called The Love of Colours, and it was recorded in Paris in December 1990, and it contains works by Miles Davis, Chick Corea, Thelonious Monk, as we heard there, on Rhythm and Ing, John McLaughlin. There is a fabulous interpretation of McLaughlin's Girls with Red Shoes that we'll have to save for another week. It's Pizzarelli time, and there are three of them. That was Rod McEwen's song A Man Alone, recorded September 2009 from an album called The Pizzarelli Boys, Desert Island Dreamers. And there are several guests to add to the family lineup of Pa Bucky on guitar and sons John guitar, Martin bass. And all three guests were on that particular song. Aaron Weinstein on violin, Larry Fuller piano, Tony Tedesco on drums. And there is a Mrs. John Pizzarelli, also known as Jessica Maleski. And she pops up to produce a very evocative version of Danny Boy. I'm a bit surprised they didn't choose that one. And next, you're right as always, time for some bassoon. The This album is called Jazz Suite for Bassoon, and that was the Allegro from Concerto in B-flat by Vivaldi. Daniel Smith is the bassoonist. Then again, he's pretty much all on his own as a jazz bassoonist. Bruce Boardman on piano, Terry Davis bass, and Martin Drew drums. That was recorded in London, mid-late 90s. Daniel Smith was living in London at the time and knew the British rhythm section from his years flipping between the classical and jazz worlds. From baroque to big band. From Duke Ellington's Columbia LP called Jazz Party. That was part of his Toot Suite, where all the various parts begin with the word red. Red garter, red shoes, red carpet, ready go. Ha ha. That was part one of Red Carpet. That's Russell Procope on clarinet. Procope discovered a broken key on his clarinet and so did his very best to avoid using it during the solo, until the Duke himself found out, and then Ellington said he liked the click of the broken key and asked Procope to end his solo on that key. That's a typical Ellington story, using whatever materials he had. Recorded with the whole Ellington gang and an extra 9 percussionists on some parts of the album, Feb 59 in New York. And here's Joe Locke making a quick return to the show after his starring role last week. Help Me, the Joni Mitchell song, recorded in October 2005 at the Skyline Studio in New Jersey. It's the John Hart Trio, John Hart on guitar, Bill Mooring bass and Tim Horner drums, plus the special guest, Joe Locke on vibes. And it's a great combo of instruments in their very capable hands. And here's more than you ever wanted to know about Tim Horner's customised drums. To quote Horner himself, It's a late 60s Gretsch snare with a maple shell that I put hoops on to warm the sound. The others, also maple shells, are a late 70s Pearl set, and I took off the finish completely and then refinished with a cherry stain and six coats of marine oil-based polyurethane to make the wood hard, and I added die-cast rims for a pinpoint sound. Unquote. Phew-ee. As they say, tip-top and tickety-boo.
Thank you.
leader and altoist Jake Fryer wrote that song, Tip Top and Tickety Boo. Do they still say that? Did they ever say that? Fellow altoist Bud Shank is the other co-leader, although the American Shank clearly outranks the younger Brit Fryer. This was recorded April the 1st, 2009 in San Diego. And the following day, April the 2nd, obviously, Bud Shank's driver took him home to Tucson, Arizona. And a few hours after Bud got home, he died. His health had been failing, but wow, what a performance. Less than 30 hours before he passed away. He was 84, but he left us with some fabulous music. Mike Wofford, piano, Bob Magnuson, bass, Joe LaBarbera on drums. I chose this next one simply because it's, well, you'll see.
Thank you.
Yes, we can file that under fun. You Are My Sunshine, written by Jimmy Davis and Charlie Mitchell in 1939. And it's one of the state songs of Louisiana in respect of Jimmy Davis, the songwriter and country singer and former governor of the state of Louisiana. And it's been covered by everyone and, of course, achieved national recognition in the UK via the Morecambe and Wise TV shows. And this really is a great version. Hugh Ledigo is the pianist. He was with Kenny Ball. Tucker Findlayson on bass. He was with Acker Bilk. Eric Delaney, drums. Ball and Bilk, together with Chris Barber, were sometimes referred to in the UK as the Three Bs, but they played a form of jazz which doesn't suit our show, so it's fun to find two musos from their bands letting loose and really swinging. And that was recorded at the Red Gables Studio, London, in 98. Another version of Skylark? Yes, but this is very different.
Yeah.
was the Dutch Jazz Orchestra under the leadership of Jerry Van Ruygen, and the fourth album in a series dedicated to the works of Billy Strayhorn. Skylark? Strays? No, this album is all standards. We must remember that Billy's largest output was arrangements of other people's songs rather than composing originals, and he was the consummate arranger. Some 600 of his arrangements survive, many of them thanks to the tireless research work by Walter van der Leer. And in fact, Skylark was never recorded commercially until this October 99 recording in Hilversum, Holland. Next up, Blues in the Closet.
Thank you.
bassist Oscar Pettiford's Blues in the Closet, recorded in Jan 62 by Rudy Van Gelder for Prestige. Pianist Jackie Byard is the leader, Ron Carter bass, Pete LaRocca drums. And we've just got time for something from an album called Young Woods. Phil Woods was in fact 26 when he recorded There Will Never Be Another You. So youngish, really. He had, of course, been younger than that before. Bert Collins was on trumpet, Nat Pierce piano, Barry Galbraith guitar, John Drew bass, Gus Johnson drums. This was recorded in New York, August 57. As ever, I'm enormously grateful for your listening. Hope you've enjoyed this amble along the shelves of my record collection, and equally hope that you'll be back with me, Mike Gwynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, keep well.